Alvin Smith, you know, well, they were supporting Alvin Smith. Well, he knew that. You see, well, he says, you cross his name. And that's the way politics was run.
Now
they broke away. You see, that was the beginning. They were breaking away.
Yeah.
And they were voting their own choice. What they felt was their benefit. Before, they were being led by the leading businessmen, the leading farmers, you know, plantation owners of the state. But then there was independence growing into these people. Now, what I wanted to tell you, it's a thing that comes about slowly. But as you look at it, now I mentioned this Sheriff Buker a while ago. Well, in 1912, he lost the sheriff to Mr. Marshall. Now, Mr. Marshall was, in a sense, he belonged to the old crowd. But Sheriff Buker had lost his usefulness to this crowd.
Why?
Well, situations had changed. And they frowned on his killing. You understand? You see, you had a new generation that was one merged into the other. And you can trace it just as clear. You can see it if you go through these files, you understand? I went through all the local files of the local Poinkety Band. And you just can see how step by step it moved. And, of course, now we have the Negroes, the black people are voting. Well, that's just a step in that direction of the people becoming conscious to their rights and their ability to exercise their rights. You understand? They're not dominated like they were. Freedom don't come about all at once. It comes about gradually. Now, just how it will be in the next 50 years, I don't know. But we're going through changes.
When you were born, did you speak? Did you speak French?
No, my mother was from Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Really?
She was genius. Was German. Her father was a German, directly from the old country.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was raised here in this house next door. How come she to marry down here was that her brother came here as a pharmacist first to work for my grandfather. He married my father's oldest sister. Then she came to visit him and met my father, you understand? And naturally they eventually married. And he took over the business after his father died. This little building right in front here was his drugstore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he stayed in there for 60 some odd years. He actually started as a pharmacist. I've been working with his farmer, with his brother and his brother-in-law in 1898. And he stayed in there until 1969, believe it or not. 71 years of his life was spent there.
How old was your father when he died?
He was just about 85. I understand that's one of the few, people have told me, one of the few pharmacists that they've ever seen in the country. It's a rarity. Of course, we had, around this river, we did have several. There was one at Lakeland, Mr. Phillips.
Yeah.
One at Rougon, what we call Rougon. And there was one at what